Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
At the Senior Bowl for BuffaloBills.com, and we're joined by Bills General Manager Buddy Nix. You're an old hand at this. How many of these have you been to?
You know, it's in the 30s, I would guess, but it doesn't ever get old. This is the best part of it.
You know, somebody, actually one of the players mentioned to me this week that they considered this one of the three big events of the offseason evaluation time, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, and then their workout days. How would you rank them? Which is most important?
You know, I think this is the most important. This is my third bowl game this in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But the Senior Bowl is coached by NFL coaches, so they know what you're looking for. They make sure you see what you're looking for. And these guys are going against the best competition. So it makes it easy to evaluate. The hard part is evaluating a guy against somebody that you think maybe is inferior or much better. Then it makes it tough. But all these guys are pretty equal.
And unlike the Combine, where it's, you know, testing, and as somebody called it once, the underwear Olympics, this is real competition. This is football in some respect.
Right. They put the pads on today, and they went really hard. And, you know, I think you can really see if a guy, if the game's too big for him or if it's too fast for him, which is hard to tell sometimes doing college tape.
You had your new head coach, Doug Marrone, in the early part of this week, and he said part of his visit here was just to get a sense of his scouting staff. He hadn't had a chance to sit down with your group.
Right. The first thing he said when we hired him, I want to meet the scouts, and then he's the one that instigated this meeting on Monday morning. So we got them all together, and he addressed them, and I think they all felt comfortable with him. He understands, you know, coaching is really important. Players are great, but the scouts go out there and find those players.
How important is it for the scouts to have an idea of what a coach, especially a new coach, is looking for, especially with a fairly veteran group of scouts that you have?
You know, we grade guys on athletic ability and production, regardless of where you put them. But when we go back, before we start our pre-combine readings, we'll have a meeting on February the 5th, early that morning, and bring in the coordinators and Coach Marrone and some of the position coaches to tell us what their wish list is like as far as their position. The height, weight, and speed, what a guy can do and can't do for that particular position, which gives you a good idea when you are looking. But, again, it goes back to production and athletic ability.
As far as your wish list, you talked late in the year about some position groups. You talked about quarterback, receiver, linebacker. Is that still where you stand right
those
now?
Those are still at the top of the list. They really are, and I'm spending most of my time there, but I'll try to see them all.
Let me ask you about some of the quarterbacks here, and in particular Tyler Wilson, first of all. What have you seen from him so far? He told us he actually sat down with some Bills people the other night.
Yeah, we did. We interviewed those guys, actually all six of them, and some other guys. Tyler, my thinking with Tyler, got kind of beat up during the year. I mean, they didn't have great protection for him, took a lot of licks, and my thinking from watching him at the school was his arm wasn't that strong. But the 2 days I've watched him here, he's got a live arm. He's got plenty of arm.
I'm sure your coaching staff is very familiar with Ryan Nassib, but the scouts get a chance to catch up with him. What do you think of him?
Well, see, I've seen him quite a bit, too. I've seen every throw he's made his senior year, plus I went to watch him practice, and our scouts have gotten to watch him, and we don't exchange grades. I don't tell them what I think before they look. We take everybody's opinion, and they start from scratch when they look at a guy. But, you know, we're impressed with the guy. He got better and better. That's the big thing about him. I think the upside's really good on him.
You can't miss the big quarterback from North Carolina State, Mike Glennon. Tell me about him and what you see as his strengths.
He's a true drop-back passer, and he can throw it through a wall. Now, he's got a strong arm, and again, he can see. His the only negative is mobility. He's not a running a quarterback, but he's a guy that can slide and get out of the way, and again, he's got a really strong arm.
Buddy, you mentioned receivers as a position group you're interested in. To my untrained eye, my non-professional eye, I think the Georgia receiver, Tavarius King, is sort of a standout in that group.
He is, and he's not the only one. I think it's a good group. I think the receivers on both teams are a strength, and in the draft, there's a lot of good players.
Tell Bills fans how they should watch the practices if they're watching all week on cable TV, or even the game on Saturday. What should they look for? What kind of things would a fan look for in a game like that?
Well, you know, I think when you're looking at linebackers, I think that's changed now, that you want a guy that can run and cover and can match up against a slot or a tight end. So see if that guy's got enough mobility and space to cover. Receivers, obviously, we want a guy that can go up and snatch a ball that he's open when he's covered. So see if he'll go up and high point the ball and get it. And quarterbacks, I think the big thing with them is can they win the game? Do they do something to win the game? Can they play good in the fourth quarter in the last 3 or 4 minutes?
Buddy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bills general manager Buddy Nix joining us at the Senior Bowl in Mobile.